Left 4 Dead 1 had a good, fictionally justifiable cast of guns, the M16 being a standard police and military weapon, for example. In Left 4 Dead 2, we had the opportunity to do something a bit less generic and use some more interesting guns, while still being aware that we had to justify their place in the game. The Desert Rifle, for example, is used to suggest that the military had rerouted guns meant for the Middle East back to deal with the domestic crisis, hence the desert camouflage scheme on the gun. The ever-popular AK-47, which is actually part AK-74, is so plentiful that it's easy to justify its appearance almost anywhere, whereas the silenced SMG is more of an underground criminal-looking weapon, so it's interesting to think how this has found its way into the survivors' hands. The hunting rifle from Left 4 Dead 1 is back, and we've added a military sniper rifle, which is double the clip size and is more of a scoped semi-automatic assault rifle, rather than the classic bolt-action sniper rifle, which would be ineffective against the Horde. Left 4 Dead 2 also features a variety of pistols, including a custom civilian handgun, a standard-issue police sidearm, and a large caliber magnum.